Blog Talk Radio.
If you really got something to say, throw your hands up, rock side to side. If you really got something to say, throw your hands up, rock side to side. If you really got something to say, 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 say something.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another wonderful, exciting, iconic, epic episode of the I Gulp Something to Say Radio Show. I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. Today's date is June the 23rd, 2014. Welcome once again to another wonderful segment. It is I, the hostess with the mostest on your microphone, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous, in your studios, in your ears, and all those things. Tonight we have a wonderful show lined up for you, but first we have to introduce the mastermind of the D Hour Show Radio Network. He is the program director, owner-operator, and for this purposes of this show, the I've Got Something to Say Right to You Show, he is the executive producer. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a very warm welcome to my boss, D. Slate, is in the building.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. D. Slate in the building. What's going on? Yeah, I got something to say, radio show. Once again, on another fantastic Manic Monday, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. It is always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for being here. That goes to our listening audience throughout the United States. That goes for those who are domestic, or should we say stateside. And particularly, good evening to you, D. Slate. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. It was actually pretty good, you know. Got a chance to get a movie in, you know, checked out, you know, a couple of movies. Think Like a Man 2 was actually pretty good. You know, very funny. Godzilla was pretty good. It was pretty good. So, you know, got a couple of flicks, you know.
Absolutely. Well, that is awesome, super awesome. And we hope that you all that are listening to us have the opportunity to take in a great movie, take in a great conversation, be amongst family and friends. And that's what the weekend is all about. But Monday is here. And I'm not going to say blah, 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 Monday. We're going to say motivational Monday. We're not going to say mundane Monday. Right, D. Slate? We're going to say motivational
right.
Monday.
Well,
you know, June in particularly, we're running down time for June because today is the 23rd day, 2014. June is Black Music Month. It is also Caribbean American Heritage Month, Entrepreneurs Do-It-For-Yourself Marketing Month, and we will be celebrating the day and the life of, yes, the iconic, I'm his number one fan, but Michael Joseph Jackson will be, unfortunately, you know, the passing, it's been 5 years. Can you believe it, D. Slate? 5 years
yeah.
since the passing of Michael Jackson on June.
No, that's
26th.
Crazy.
Yes. So this forthcoming Wednesday, however, the I Got Something to Say show is airing on Monday, so we're going to do our tribute early because it's never an inconvenient time to celebrate the best, the awesome, the most epic, iconic entertainer who ever lived in the present life, flesh, and in the afterlife. And that's my opinion, and Michael Jackson's the best. So did you know that, you know, he is one of the most high-grossing entertainers and passing than most entertainers will earn in their living careers. Did you know that, Dee?
No, I didn't. Wow.
Yes. Michael Jackson's number one, and guess who is number two on the list? Any takers? Any takers? Okay? You ready? Elvis Presley is number two.
Hit me with it.
You say what now?
I said hit me with it.
Okay, Elvis Presley. Do you have your blue suede shoes on?
You know what? I got a little gravy on my blue suede shoes, so, you know, they're being clean right now.
Okay, that is awesome. Super awesome because, you know, you are a hunk of burning love. Well, you know, I'm not going to try to sing, which I am a vocalist, me, but not. It's not about me. It's about the man in the mirror and his music, Michael Jackson. It's about another awesome man who's my Beantown brother from another mother. He is a singer, songwriter, producer, radio show host, and he does so many other things. We've had him on the show before, and because of you, Dee Slate, you know, I have befriended someone who's in the industry and who is just miraculous. And I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, singer Noel Gordin will be in our studios on tonight. He's been on the network before. Thank you, Dee Slate. And he's going to be on the I Want to Say show, yes, again tonight. So definitely, if you have not tuned in, via 718-766-4553 or www.blogtalkradio.com/Diaz and David Hour Show. We want you to join us. Tune in application, iTunes, and, of course, your standardized. But we, and, you know, Dee Slate, I want to ascertain this really, really quickly. People often think that we are an internet radio station. We are an independent radio station. There is a huge differential between the two. You're functional, you're operable in the state of Arizona. However, we are powered through Blog Talk Radio, which we thank you, Blog Talk. TuneIn and some other applications. So not just that one particular concentration or demographic can hear us, the whole entire country, the whole entire world, which we're huge in a couple of countries, right, Dee Slate?
That's right.
To our Germany listeners.
Yes, we are.
Hawaii, Canada, who else, Dee?
Africa, Australia, definitely in the UK and London.
Wow. So we thank you, merci beaucoup, gracias, you know, to all of our listeners, our international family, to our domestic family. We just salute you so, so very much. And, you know, Dee, I don't say this enough, to our service men and women, we thank you. We have a visitor?
Absolutely.
We do have a visitor?
Not at all, not yet.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard some little interruption. I thought GB was trying to come through the circuit. But nonetheless,
Oh, no. Don't let it be that.
Exactly, Dee Slate, yes.
Don't let it be GB.
For those who don't know GB, he's an interesting character, to say the least. But we also going to have some promotions, you know, up and running via online, as well as on our radio subsidiaries. It is pay and stay. You pay and stay, relax and tax vacation getaways. And it is sponsored by Credit Repair Booth LLC. You know, they're going to be doing some giveaways of Vegas getaways, Dee Slate. I think that's pretty cool. Where, you know, you actually just pay the tax for the room.
Cool.
And then, yeah, and then the rooms, they run between 19 and 30-something bucks. You get a certificate, and then you pay the taxes, which is 15, 16 bucks. Bucks. You know, I said bucks because I said Vegas, so I don't know if that was a Freudian slip or not. I crack myself up sometimes, but I digress. The time is now 9 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen. 9 minutes, you're currently listening to the Hour Show Radio Network, the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go ahead and get into our formal introduction. As a tribute to Michael Jackson, we'll be playing his music, legacy, trivia, also a round discussion about the soul of soul music with myself, yours truly, Dee Slate and our celebrity guest, Noel Gordine. We're going to be talking about how Michael Jackson, you know, provided such great influence in his music and his journey. And he's just truly missed but never forgotten. So let's go ahead and get right into the interview. One of the last interviews, this was dated 2009. I don't know what particular month. However, we're going to do the interview. Go ahead and pay a couple of bills with a couple of commercials and then come back and take a short music break. And then from that point, we hope to be getting it in very soon with our musical guest, our host celebrity for this evening, Mr. Noel Gordine, The River. I love that song, but, you know, this is a story.
Love it.
But, right, love it, right? You don't want me to sing, but, yeah, exactly.
All
so
right.
Don't go nowhere. We want you to keep it locked. It is I, Ms. Fabulous, on your radio. It is the boss man, owner-operator of the The Hour Show Radio Network. We turn four.
In it.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. You know, like Golden Corral. Not that we're plugging them or anything, but, you know, that's how they do happy birthday. Have you had, ever had a restaurant birthday song sung to you, Peacefully? Oh, I'm the only one?
I've had a couple times. I can't think of them right now, but, yeah, I've had a well, you know what? Chili's, Applebee's. Olive Garden I've had, Buffalo Wild Wings, Cheesecake Factory, a few of them.
Okay, well, just a few. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in. The time is now 11 minutes after the hour. Let's go ahead and get into our short interview, and let's just go ahead and just jump right into Poetic's Picks after the short interview. If we can do that, Dee Slate, that would be great.
Oh, we can do that? Yes, we can.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. Keep it close and keep it locked right here on the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Is that as good as it gets as a performer? Gee, if I say no, I'll sound arrogant. I don't think I'm ever pleased with my performances. Never. And after that performance, I wasn't happy either. So I wanted to do the five spins and go on the toes and freeze there and just hold it and stay there, you know, and I didn't, but they didn't know. Do you have to top yourself all the time, and is that the hardest part? I think the next one is always the toughest one because people expect more and more.
More from the music and more surprises from the chameleon looks, which became more extreme. You wonder if this is still his plan or, like Faust, his prison. Even today, Jackson obsesses over every word, every move, every sound.
Hit it.
What you're hearing is not the electric drum machine. It's a hardwired 48-track digitally mastered human.
What I mean, so I'll take that and use that as the main foundation for the track and build all the sounds around that. You know what I'm saying?
So whatever the future, the music is still inside the man, who says soon he'll be back where he's most at home.
Are you really anxious to get back on stage? I miss the fans.
Yeah.
That's my chance to get to really, you know, see them and feel their presence.
They follow each other on the wind, you know. Cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one gets to know.
When you do a concert and it's like 100,000 people out there, and it's a song that you wrote in a little hotel room somewhere, and you see a sea of people singing the words all in unison and holding up candles, and you go, wow. You know, it just really makes your heart happy, and that's what really makes you feel like everything's okay.
You got it.
shy. I don't know.
You're hot girl, sweet thing, and go digger. I called you chicken head and shouty or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you dime piece, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word, or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. you are a princess, a goddess in flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you, 'cause he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God each day for making you so soft, so sweet, like a fresh strawberry. I wanna bite you, squeeze you. Your love is necessary for me to be great as I am. I need you in my corner, and I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure, and I'm so much better. So from now on, I only call you beautiful.
By an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We're back. That's live. The time is now 24 minutes after the hour. 24 minutes after the hour, we're just coming out of our first musical break, which we actually, let me say this first, ladies and gentlemen. We had a little interview snippet for Michael Jackson, and we do apologize in advance for a little bit of the technical difficulties in hearing that interview, but nonetheless, our first musical break until Michael Jackson's newly charted song that is just making huge waves on the pop top 100 as well as Urban Spins, Love Never Felt So Good featuring Justin Timberlake. And then we also ended that particular first musical segment with our special guest for this evening, one of his all-time favorite, Beautiful. I love, love, love that song by Noel Gordine. my Beantown brother for another mother, of course. So the time once again is now 25 minutes after the hour. If you're in Virginia Beach, it is a mere 69 degrees. It feels so great. I love the way this weather feels in my 1B weave. Nope, that's a lie because I'm all natural. Ha 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 ha. So it is I, Miss Fabulous, on the radio. And it is Dee Slate, the proprietor, owner, operator of the Dee Hour Show Radio Network, independent radio powered by Blog Talk Radio. You can tune in, check us out, speak with our guest celebrity, ourselves, and be a part of the show at 718-766-4553. Once again, 718-766-4553. All of you are beautiful, including you, Dee Slate. Men can be beautiful, right?
They sure can, yes.
Okay, you took a little long to respond, so your commentary, please. I mean, it was instantaneous. It was like 1,000, 2,000. Okay, I'll respond.
It's like manly beautiful, though. Manly beautiful.
Okay, I don't follow. Manly beautiful?
Manly beautiful, though.
That's a very unique colloquialism. Yeah, try that for one size. The colloquialisms, yes, of course. So, ladies and gentlemen, just because it's, you know, summertime and we jazz June, it is officially summer as of June. I'm getting ahead of myself. As of June the 21st, it is officially summertime. And today, Dee Slate, the 23rd day of June, it is National Pink, P-I-N-K Day. Pretty interesting. I love the color pink. I'm not, like, fanatic over it or anything like that, but, you know, it's okay.
All right.
Okay. It is also National Columnist Day. So for those writers, those bloggers out there, we actually spoke with a columnist last week. Did we not, Dee Slate?
We sure did.
Janiyah Butler. Yeah, she was really, really awesome.
Yes, we did.
Gave us some great, 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 great words. So, you know, you never know who we may have on the Dee Hour Show Radio Network. So that's why it's extremely paramount. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said you never know. Absolutely, you never
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why it's extremely paramount that you tune in to our shows. You know, each and every day we pretty much have something different. If not every single day, you know, 7 days a week, at least 5 out of 7, okay, 4 out of 7. But, you know, we're going to come back strong in the fall and have some new and improved things because, you know, the boss man is on right now, so you have to throw those plugs in there. You know, get in where you can fit in, of course. But the time is now 28 minutes. Yes, yes, Dee Slate. Yes, sir. The time is now 28 minutes after the hour, 28 after the hour. I'm feeling the celebration of black music, you know, as we are celebrating Black Music Month during the month of June. For those listeners, you often see that the BET Black Entertainment Awards normally goes down in the month of June. That's right. So, you know, we're celebrating all month, and then we're also celebrating the life and the legacy of the late, great Michael Joseph Jackson. He passed away 5 years ago as of June the 25th. It will be marked upon 5 years that we lost this tremendous talent. You know, I remember as a child Michael Jackson, you know, coming on television and things of such, Dee Slate, you know, and just mesmerized. So, you know, I've been a fan for, God, it's probably as long as I can remember. So, nonetheless,
yeah,
Dee Slate,
I have
what
to.
About you?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I've always been a fan of Michael Jackson. He's a huge gift to the music industry, and I'll say that again. He's a gift to the music industry. He's a historical artist. I think that when you think about the type of status that Michael Jackson had as an entertainer, you know, even if you, when you heard the interview earlier, he said that he was always critical on his own performances. You know, mm-hmm. and he was hard on it. He always wanted to be better. That's how much of a perfectionist he was. And, you know, I mean, he's been performing since and singing since he was, you know, 3 or 4 years old. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't get, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. And I granted, I know it's a lot of artists out there who wants to have that Michael Jackson status, but I'm sorry. I mean, I just feel like no one right now, no one's going to be there right now. You know, more power to him. You know, hopefully someone will be able to get to that status one day. But for right now, I just don't really see anybody achieving, you know, status as of right now. But, you know, hopefully somebody will be able to do it one day. I mean, you know, there was somebody before him. I mean, there'll be somebody in the future. But right now, he's probably one of the greatest entertainers. You know,
absolutely.
And like I said, I'll go with more into that a little later. But, I've always been a fan, and he's an incredible artist.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we have a caller on the line. I'm not sure if our distinguished guest is in our studios right now, but I would like to ascertain the call and see who's on the line in our studios with us on tonight.
We can definitely do that.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello,
hi.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, who do we have the pleasure of
speaking? Is this the one and only Noel Gordy?
This is he. How y'all feeling tonight?
Ah, I like it, I like it. Not only is he props, but he is professional. So, you know, to our listening audience, our celebrities, our fans, you know, we need this to be a moment of a teaching moment, if you will. But what we need to do is to rewind that, because my brother from another mother, singer-songwriter, radio show host, producer, all these other things that Noel Gordine, celebrity Noel Gordine, we have to give him the proper introduction. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to act like this never existed. This is not celebrity Noel Gordine at this moment. We're going to bring on our celebrity guest for the evening in its proper manner. So I'm going to defer at this time to the owner-operator of the D-Hour Radio Show, Mr. D. Slate.
Ladies and gentlemen, soul and R&B singer Noel Gordine emerged on the music scene with his number one hit song, The River, which is mine and PJ's as well, stayed on the Urban AC chart at number one for 15 weeks. Noel's childhood was not a traditional one. He was born in Brockton, Maine, but spent his summers with family in Cotulla, Mississippi. The result is a man who is city to the heart, but southern to the soul. Noel scored a deal with Sony Music at age 24. His first exposure to the vocal arts came in church, and he was introduced to the larger audience of soul music by his father and his brother, who turned him on to sounds like New Jack Swing, Otis Redding, and all the classics. Noel is influenced by classic soul as well as contemporary sounds of R&B and hip-hop, with such hits like The River and Beautiful, and his new hit single, Heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, Noel Gordine is still heating up the charts, burning down the charts with this lava hit single. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm, I Got Something to Say radio show welcome to the one and only, our brother, Mr. Noel Gordine.
Man, that was nice, man. That was real good. You got skills, man. You know, you make people want to smile, get up and dance, and all that kind of stuff, man. That was nice.
Well, bro, you know what I do, what I try to do. But you know what, I want to say this, bro. First of all, it's an honor as usual. You know, I told you before, bro. You're a family member of this network, man. We always love having you on the show, man. I love your music. I play your music all the time, man. We're always supporting you and everything that you're doing. It's always a pleasure, man. Always an honor to have you on the show with us.
Well, thank you so much, man. I really feel good to hear that, man. It feels really good. And you know, to have support of y'all, a show that's been going for a while. So, you know, it's a new venture of mine, so I'm trying to do what you do and, you know, a little bit and try to get better as time goes on. But I really appreciate y'all for having me on again. I really do.
No doubt. No doubt.
Wow. Well, the pleasure is mine. You know, I had to get out of character and come back. That was kind of ghetto-nifferential-fiable. That's a new word I just put together. So new colloquialism.
She went Jackson on us for a second. All right.
Yeah, right. So when I was woo-hooing loud and snapping my fingers, I'm back. The professional radio host is back. Mr. Noel Gordine, we'd like to welcome you officially to the I've Got Something to Say Radio show, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for being on the show with us tonight. We know that you're extremely busy with touring, radio show hosts, charting at the Urban Spins chart, the top 100, top 40. You know, you're doing your thing. So I'm not going to ask the first question, what's going on with Noel Gordine. I would like to say, if you would, please finish the sentence.
Okay.
Noel Gordine has been on the scene doing his thing since?
Since 2006, I would say. Just making music and trying to get my feet in any door that would, you know, wouldn't chop it off. So it's just trying to make yourself known as an artist coming up in this game, which is a cutthroat type of game. And, you know, people have really short memories spans, so you got to make yourself known and don't, you know, miss out on opportunities.
Preach. Well, you know, I want to just be unbiased if I'm able to do so. D-Slate, you made a wonderful introduction, you know, to our brother, Noel Gordine. And I'm not saying this just because, you know, Noel is my brother from another mother. To be stand corrected, he is not from Maine. He's from Massachusetts, you know, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. So that is our connection. And people, you know, we drive cars in Boston. You know, we do our thing. And we're just a very eclectic indigenous people of creative mind. And I just want to just say for the record, Noel, I'm glad that you spoke what you just spoke a few minutes ago. People have a tendency to have selective amnesia. They don't want to give credit where credit is due. And one thing I honestly respect about you, not as being a celebrity, not as being a family of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, but you're real. When we first made the appearance or connection and you came to Virginia to do your concert, you did your thing. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is how real Noel Gordine is. Don't consult with my people, my management team, so on and so forth. You contact me. And I said, huh? He said, I have a team of management, so on and so forth, the paparazzi, the cameras rolling. Yeah, I got it. But Noel said, I am a people person.
Right.
I was literally, D-Slate and our listening audience, I was blown away. I've been doing this for quite some time. You know, prior to this, I was an editor of a magazine. You know, so I've had contact with celebrities such as Noel Gordine for many, many eons, okay? But for a celebrity status entertainer to say, hey, contact me, and it was his real cover. I was like, who does that? So my whole story is the point that I'm trying to make is know how big that you get, that you have to remember it came from somewhere. So people have selective memories, but don't forget, because, again, the same way you moved up, finish the sentence, Noel. You can
come down the same way. It's always about relationships and how you treat people. Mr. Philip Bailey told me that of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'll never forget that. He said,
oh, wow.
Treat people right. Treat them as if you would want to be treated because, like you was just saying, you know, you come up and you see people and you'll be coming down and they're coming right up by you. And, you know, if you treated them right, you'll be dealt with respectfully. So I always say I was raised that way. Before I was an artist, I was a man and growing up, you know, from a little boy. And my parents instilled that in me. And that's the way my family got along and that's the way I was raised. So I'm not going to change. It doesn't matter what I was blessed by God to do. You know, I'm just a man after all. And, you know, you got to treat people right, and that's just what it is. That's just the right thing to do.
Wow, impressive. You know, Noel, your resume extends, I mean, from coast to coast to country. You have been doing this as a national professional for quite some time, have been featured on a couple of soundtracks, have been, you know, on a couple of tours like Tom Joyner, some other, you know, notable celebrities and their projects and so forth and their movement. But this is what ceased to continuously, you know, amaze me with you, and particularly you have no problems with getting in the trenches and working with the people because, again, we are the audience, we are your fans, and
right.
you say we do this or I do this for the people.
Right.
When you came to Virginia to perform, you know, you did covers, you know, you got in the crowd. I mean, it was just a phenomenal show, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not experienced Noel Gordine in a live concert, D-Slate, I'm telling you, not because Noel is in the studios with us. It is like no other. Amazing. This man can really, really sing. And then the other thing is you have a notable cause that you're very compassionate about. Tell us a little bit about that, Noel. You said Beautiful was written for what specific demographic of people?
It was for the women that were, you know, domestically violated and, you know, that whole domestic violence thing and women that have been battered and such because, you know, my mom went through that just for years and years before I was born, about 10 or 12 years before I was born and then, you know, shortly after I was born. So, you know, it touches me. It's really close to home, and it means a lot to me. And that record there means a lot to me to, you know, to really just, I don't know, it's almost an apology in a sense, you know, from all of us men. So to try to get back to that good old-fashioned respect because the women, you know, they're goddesses. So we got to take care of our women and respect our women and love our women. So that's what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And, you know, again, you know, celebrities often, you know, are attached to social justice or social causes because management or the cameras once again are rolling, so we have to have that immediate yearn for attention. But this is something that's very compassionate. And even in through conversation, hey, if there is anything that I can do that's geared towards helping children, inner-city youth, you know, women, battered women, and so forth, I am there, Poetic. And it just really, really touched my heart for you to even make that suggestion. You know, you're doing quite a bit, but I want to highlight this for our listening audience. This is your, what number of albums, you know, had you released just a couple of months back?
This is my third album. City Heart, Southern Soul is my third, my junior album.
Okay. Now, your junior album, what would you say in comparison to your freshman, your sophomore albums, what is different about the Noel Gordine experience?
Well, my City Heart, Southern Soul album is really just me being more comfortable and being, you know, being really comfortable with the artist that Noel Gordine is in the material that I'm singing. You know, before it was some things were, I don't know, not so comfortable in my first album and not so much on the second album because I had pretty much free reign on who I wanted to work with just like on this album. But I'm just so much more comfortable in knowing the type of direction that I want to go in and not trying to keep up with the Joneses of today's industry because, I mean, most of the time, let's just be real, today's music isn't made with integrity. You know, it's just a big conveyor belt and it's fad driven. So I'm really much more comfortable in being in the lane that I'm in and just making music that I love to make. And it seems like it's touching some people's hearts. I wish it was touching a lot more people, if you can catch my drift there. But, you know, it's I just love making this type of music. This is the music that I was raised on. And I have a tremendous amount of joy in making and continuously writing and getting with my producers and just forming this music to the fruition, you know, and the vision that we had for the record to sound like. So I'm just having so much fun in making music that makes me smile first and foremost, not trying to be selfish, but, you know, I'm a human, and most likely other humans out there that felt the same way as I'm trying to express through my music, you know, and being comfortable with it. So that's the way mm-hmm. I feel about City Heart, Southern Soul and how it sets apart from my other albums.
Absolutely. And, you know, before this union or network and collaboration, I'd always been a fan. And, you know, I often don't like to refer to artists as, you know, indie artists or underground artists or whatever the case may be. But, you know, you had already had a freshman album out. And as a poet, and as a spoken word artist, that community, you know, we support the Noel Gordines, the Liv Warfields, the Saint, you know, Soul Hills, and Saint Tanya Dawson, and things of that nature. Why is it that such, you know, prolific singers and entertainers such as yourself, why is it that we don't hear more of you? And I think you kind of touched on it, but would you expound upon that?
Well, you know what? It's hard to even, I can't comprehend it. It's frustrating to the point where when you hear there's no soul today, the soul is missing, there's no R&B soul music out, and it's I don't know where it is. It's here. It's been here. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's just, it's the support for it that's missing, if you will. So, you know, it's just crazy that, I don't know, the people like all the artists that you just named, and Joe is just finally starting to get his, you know, shine a little bit. Anthony Hamilton, Eric Roberson, you know, Eric Benet, all of these people that are so tremendously talented that just don't get, you know, the light of day as a lot of these other artists do. And, you know, the other artists, they do what they do, I guess. I don't think it's really doing much for the culture. I don't think it's really filled with any kind of substance. And, you know, that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. I mean, you know, people always can get it misconstrued as it being hate or anything like that. It's just, you know, where is this industry going to be? Where is it going to be? Where is the culture going to be at? If you look to where it was before, years ago, 30, 40 years ago, would you have thought that it would have been here now? It's just, it's sad. You know, it's saddening. And all we can do is just continue to make the music for the people that want to listen and for the people that are actually going to go out there and support it. Because, you know, I just did an interview with my man L. Young, who's a top-notch music label mate of mine, and he talked about the balance. You know, there's really no balance. It's out of whack. You know, it's all this urban, and I call it skip-hop. I don't call it hip-hop. I don't think it's hip-hop by no means. Even the R&B music that they call R&B, it's all pop to me. You know, it doesn't have that feel, you know. So I don't know where it's going to end up, but, you know, it's disheartening and it's discouraging as to where it is now. So I don't know. All we can do is try to tread water as long as we can.
Wow. Very, very interesting. And, you know, I respect you so much, not only just as an artist, but just, you know, as someone who's disseminating the way a T.I. is, you know, and some people have the audacity to sugarcoat this industry. It's a very, very green industry, you know, and in more ways than one, you know, in jealousy and hate and bitfulness and just unknowing or being unbeknownst to whatever's going on. So I like the way that retrospectively you put it, that you just have to continuously have the love and the compassion and do what you love to do, which is provide music to us, your fans. I know D. Slate has a couple of things and commentary that he would like to get in with you, but I just want to make this notation. With this being National Black Music Month or African American Heritage Month, we're going to play one of your songs that is charting right now, Heaven Knows, Only Knows, and I love, love, love that song. And I'm going to tell you a statement that you made some time ago during an interview, because I'm a fan, so I follow. You say, I make music not just for one person. I make music because I want people that are 2 to 102 to love, feel, and appreciate my music.
Right.
And I was like, that's really kind of deep. So, you know, I put it to the test, and no lie, no filters. Listen, listening audience, we have DL, we have DF, we have Noel Gordine in our studios right now on the D Hour Radio Show Network. I was in the doctor's office. Guess what comes on in the doctor's office? The River. Yeah. Left the doctor's office about 4 hours later, went to the grocery store to pick up that evening's dinner, guess what came on in a suburbia area grocery store?
What's that?
The River. I was like, wait a minute, I'm being hoaxed right now. How does that happen twice in one day in urban suburbia and in suburbia, USA? I'm like, you better do it, Noelle Gordine. And I just laughed as I checked out. The young lady was like, is she smiling at me? Is she giggling inside? Or does she need meds? And I'm like, that's my friend's song.
Wow.
Right.
You know,
it's
and it's stories like that, you know, it's vindicating, and it keeps me going. You know, that's something that'll make me wake up tomorrow morning and feel really good about what's happening, you know. So, those stories never get old for me. So I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you sharing that.
Absolutely. And to be able to sing word for word, line to line, that's even more impressive because people who don't look like the urban culture, they were snapping and waving their head too. Had it gone a different demographic, what do you call it? Not hip-hop, but what's the word that you like?
Hip-hop.
Yeah. They probably would not be able to follow listening audience, Dee Slay
right.
and Noelle Gordine. So that says a lot for your music. But I'm going to pass the mic real quick so we can let Dee Slay have a couple of commentary with you. What do you have for Noelle Gordine, Dee?
First of all, Noelle, bro, again, this is why I love having you on the show because I think that you embody everything that a soul R&B artist is all about, and I so appreciate that about you because I'm with you on the same boat. I agree that first of all, I'm a huge soul R&B fan, and I think that it's really missing in radio today. It really is. Well, it's missing in mainstream radio. I'll say that.
Right.
And I think that you're absolutely right. You can't even categorize music today on the radio because they keep blending everything together. So
mm-hmm.
it's like you can't really categorize it. You're right. It's hip hop or it's, you know, it's not even really R&B. It's not even really hip hop. So it's like you don't even know how to categorize it. And with that being said, there's no substantial R&B music on radio. And I think that right there, especially for all the soul and R&B music fans and lovers, that's why a lot of those people and those fans don't listen to radio. They don't listen to mainstream radio. That's why people are always listening to their cell phones, to listen to the MP3 players or Pandora or whatever the case may be, because they're not getting the substance that they're looking for on mainstream radio. You know,
right.
And I just think that I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think what the issue is that I think a lot of artists, what they're doing is they're letting other entities, and we know what the other entities are, but they're letting other entities dictate what real music is, and they're not, and that's not what they're thinking about. These other entities are thinking about real music. They're thinking about money, and they're thinking about number one songs and hit singles. They're not thinking
right.
about what real music is all about, what the people really want to hear. That's not what they're thinking about. You know,
right.
Back
I use, a lot of the times I use as a gauge, you know, these award shows. And you see a lot of
exactly.
this stuff, right? And you see the certain artists that are up there, and then you look on social media and everybody's like, this show is boring. Well, you put them there.
Mm-hmm.
It was your
exactly.
support to put these people
exactly.
here instead of Joe, instead of Anthony Hamilton. You know, I'm going to say this, and, you know, please don't misconstrue it as hate, people out there listening. But I'm pretty sure that we had an NAACP Awards, right? And it was either Justin Timberlake or, you know, Robin Thicke that was nominated. So you're saying that there was not enough black people to be able to be nominated? So I'm just saying, like, in this space, in this place that they got, like, there's so much music out there that has been being made with a crazy amount of soul in it, and it's dripping with soul. So you're saying that spot right there couldn't have been given to an Anthony Hamilton or given to a Dwele or, you know, Raheem Devon or, like, these
Noel
people have been doing this music for years and years. And, you know, it's just, it's discouraging, man, and to look at how the state of music right now and for people not to get out there and actually support the artist that you love to listen to and you know, that you might not put it out there on social media and saying you're listening to these people, but you go home and you're listening to them. So, like, you're listening to them on the radio, or, you know, you're, you're getting on Pandora or something like that. You can't go out there and support these people or go buy a show when they're in your city. Or, you know, it's frustrating. But, I mean, like I said, all we can do is just continue to make the music that we make and make it for the people that really care about it and do support us, you know. So that's what it's all about. We have to coexist, and we can't just sit down in the corner and cry about it, you know. It's just we just have to do what we have to do.
Well, I feel you, and I want you to know, and artists like Anthony Hamilton, a lot of those artists you mentioned we've had on the network before, we wholeheartedly support soul music and what you guys embody. We wholeheartedly support that, and we're going to continue. We're going to continuously play it and constantly play it all the time. I think that you know, I remember when PJ and myself interviewed Music Soul Child when we had him on the show. You know, he spoke about the same thing. You know, he talked about how you know artists like him and yourself and Dwele and artists like that don't get the type of recognition they get, not just on radio, but award shows and different things like that. And it's really a shame because they make some of the most beautiful music. You know, you guys make some of the most beautiful music, and the fact that you get no recognition like that, it really has me questioning. What's the definition of music today? You know, what are these young folks, and you know, what are they defining music? Because you can't say, oh, that's R&B because that's not what it is. You know, you can't say, oh, that's hip hop because that's not what it is. You know, so I feel like, you know, we're going to always continue to keep supporting that because, you know, that's what it really is. And again, like I said before, you can't really categorize any of the music.
I mean, you look at people that are being nominated in pop and all of this kind of stuff, and you look at the categories, they don't even belong in those categories. It's like, I don't understand what is going on. And they're not even giving out R&B and soul awards on live telecast. What happened?
Noel, you know what? And I'm going to go a step further, and I'm pretty sure you and PJ can agree with me. I'm going to go a step further. If you listen to any mainstream radio station today, the top two radio stations in any state today, with the exception of maybe a few states, but the majority of them, if you listen to a lot of the mainstream radios today, when you think about the music that they're playing consistently, I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, it seems like the era for alternative rock because that's actually the music that you're hearing on the radio constantly. I mean, your Paramores, your Maroon 5s. I mean, that's constantly what you're hearing on the radio today. And I'm not taking anything away from them because they're great artists and they make great music. But that's really what you're hearing on the radio today.
But you know the difference is? You know what the difference is, though? Their people come out and support them. They support them.
Exactly.
They support them.
And that's where I was going with that. That's
you know what I'm saying? And you look
at
the two. You look at two of the people that's biggest. The biggest thing in soul right now, to be honest, it's Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just crazy. You know, Justin Timberlake 4 years ago had Frosty Tips, yo, and doing elbow dances and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
And it's, he's the biggest thing in soul. So I don't know, man. We got to get out. Our people, we got to start. We got to start supporting. Because if you don't, it's just going to continue down this road, man. And you know, this genre as we know it and love, where Motown came from and formed it up in Stax and all of that. You know, it's going to be
That's
gone,
real.
Man. You know.
Well, you know what, Noel? Let me ask you this, bro. You know, for my last question, let me just get this out real quick. You know, just you know, thinking about some of the. Especially some of the up and comers, because we support the up and comers absolutely on the network, and we play some music from some phenomenal up and comers. You know, just looking at some of these cats coming up, and they're trying to bring back the embodiment of soul and bring back soul music. You know, for those new cats that's coming into the business, looking at the way music is right now, I mean, for them to have longevity, bro. I mean, what advice do you give?
Well, if you're asking me, I say stay true to the artist that's within. You know, that's all you can do. And I mean, if you're trying to do something just for the sake of the dollar, then I guess that's what you have to do. But I mean, me, I'll get out and get a 9-to-5, and that's just what it is. But I'll continue to make music that I love to make. I was offered record deals to change up my style, and I didn't want to do it. If I'm not having fun, I'm not going to be doing it. I mean, and I have fun making the type of music that I grew up on, and I'm trying to, you know, carry on the legacy of what, you know, our soul forefathers laid, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do. I love to make music that's retro relevant, and you know, that's my phrase that I always use, and, you know, I love to have that old throwback feel, but still relevant in today's time, and that's what I think, you know, to keep reinventing ourselves as soul and R&B artists, that's where I get my joy from. So if I'm not having fun making music that on my heart and soul, then, I mean, I don't want to do it. So that's the advice that I would give young up-and-comings. You know, just be true to the artist that's within, because if it's not coming from your heart, people are going to be able to tell. And, you know, if it's inauthentic, man, I mean, it's what's the good? What's the good that you're getting out of it?
No doubt.
Wow. That is just awesome what we're talking about. If you're just tuning in, it is celebrity singer, songwriter, producer, radio host Noel Gordine. Yes, and D. Slate and I were in the studios. This discussion is bananas. I am, like, taking it all in and just understanding that we need to band together to support our artists, support our entertainers in its proper genre. You
especially
cannot...
being Black Music Month, right?
Black Music Month. The opposite word, bro, is Black Music Month. And we're not talking more so about race or, you know, social economic status or class or what have you. We're talking about, and Noel, you brought this up, genre. Because if we don't support it, it's going to be a lost genre of music.
Yeah.
Where is the soul in soul music? And I'm glad this is a lead-in discussion into what I really wanted to panel. About what is the state of soul music, you know, what's the soul of soul music? Because right now it's becoming lost souls. You know, neo-soul is a genre, and then we have the crossover, you know, like you say, the Maroon 5s, the, you know, the Coldplay, and, you know, all those other kind of funky, add a little bit of soul music in there, but at the same time it's a whole different audience. And the differential is that they get out there and they pay for the concert tickets. We are pretty much remiss down to having our artists to come to play a nightclub for $20.
Right.
That's just so disrespectful, people.
Right.
You can't. Yeah. Or even consider to bring these type of acts to your, you know, your neighborhoods, to your cities and your locales, you know, to have a soul fest. You know, what is it to have a music enthusiast to have the support of these hotels and beautiful venues in all of our states and overseas to get together to do something ongoing annually, like your jazz festivals, your soul festivals. But you know why a lot of these don't follow through? It's because people are not consistent and with supporting the artists and the genre, which I'm glad you brought that out, the genre of music. Folks, we're losing the soul in soul music. We are. We are. It is a state of devastation, and if we don't do something quick from years to come, not 10 years, not 5 years, but right now in light years, we're not going to have this to reflect upon. We're not. We're not. So, you know, I want to say, D. Slate and Noel, you know, this conversation was totally much needed. I'd like to take a quick music break if you have time, Noel, because I know you're very busy with, you know, doing your radio show. We want to just touch on that. Briefly, as well as preparing for some tours, and you have a whole host of other things that you have coming up. You know, we definitely want to support you, want to get you back out to these, you know, areas, suburbia areas, you know, Virginia, Boston, and anywhere else that are interested in basically booking this brother. You know, it's not a plea of, you know, please, 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 but we want to bring good music to your areas. So if you can hang out with us for just a moment, we would love, 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 and be honored to play Heaven Knows, because it's one of my favorite songs, and I think it's D. Slate's. No, I think. I know it's his favorite song off of this current album. I do want to get a question in before we lead into that. What is the motivation or the reason for the title for your junior album? Very interesting title.
Well, it's pretty much my motto, you know, with me being from Brockton, the suburb of Boston, and my folks being born and raised in Mississippi. You know, I spent time in both areas, more so, you know, up north in Boston. But a lot of time, a lot of my life and growing up in Mississippi. And, you know, just listening to my grandmama and my granddaddy before he passed when I was little, and just listening to the differences and how it was for them to grow up in the South, and seeing how I grew up in the North, you know. So just the moral backing that I had from my family and the upbringing. You know, so I've always, you know, I was from the city, but in that fast pace and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, everything moving fast and got to rush. But I always loved the South and how slow and laid back it was, and everybody's so hospitable. And, you know, so I've always been that, you know, that country boy wrapped in the city skin. So, you know, city to the heart and Southern to the soul is just stuck with me as my motto. So what better title to go with my third album than City Heart, Southern Soul?
I absolutely love it. And ladies and gentlemen, we want you to get out there and support this album so you too can make the same statement. You will absolutely love all of the tracks that are included in this third album. Literally, I don't get any kickbacks or anything. Hey, tell the people who love my album, then I'm going to give you $2.78. No, it don't work like that. I'm a fan, and what I'm going to do is support the music and push the word. And like Dee Slate said, who's the owner-operator of this, you know, radio network, we're going to continue to support A-list celebrities such as Noel Gordine and his passion for music, and continue, brother, to make good music. If you could hold tight, and I would love for you to introduce your song, we're going to play Heaven Knows, and we're going to come back and wrap up our interview with you, celebrity host Noel Gordine, Dee Slate, and Miss Fabulous in the building. Go ahead and introduce your song, Noel.
Absolutely. Well, this record here is my first single off of my latest album, City Heart, Southern Soul, produced by Marcellus Hands Down Dawson. And, you know, this is just all about getting back to that real love after, you know, cheating and all the infidelities rears its ugly head. It's all about the connection that you have, and only heaven knows how much you love each other right here on the D-Hour Radio Show Network, baby.
Time.
Yes, I am back live. It is 11 minutes after the hour, and we have just tuned back in from a deep, deep discussion. My hands won't even type fast enough because the discussion was so real that I had to make sure there was no discussion hologram in the studio. I'm talking about we're talking to celebrity, singer, songwriter, producer, radio show host Noel Gordine, and that was one of his latest singles off of his third album, junior album. Yes, 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 yes. Heaven Knows is nothing but the truth. And I'm telling you, once again, I can't even put in words of how much of knowledge and insight I have gained tonight. Noel Gordine, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm happy y'all was able to get me on tonight. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wow. And D. Slate, our owner, operator of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, is in the building as well. D. Slate, what you think of the song and the discussion thus far?
No doubt, D. Slate in the building. First of all, Noel, first of all, the song is heat. As always, you know, it's like lava, man. Every you know, classic single, you know, you put out, man, Heaven Knows, Beautiful, The River. I mean, it's heat, man, and I definitely love the new single. You know, can't wait to get my listen on to, you know, to the rest of it. But I'm definitely feeling it. I love the new single. The video is hot. As always, man, you're always and constantly stay consistent to your genre, man, and everything that you're doing, man. I definitely appreciate the type of soul artist that you are, man. It's always a pleasure, bro. You're a brother, you know, with us on this network, man. So I can definitely appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that because I know you guys hear a lot of music and, you know, you have a lot of artists that come on. So you guys' ears are very, very trained and in tune. So I appreciate it.
No doubt.
You know, one thing I actually like about your music, and let me scratch that I love about your music, it's timeless and it's classic. And I believe I've made that commentary before. This is the type of music you can listen to in the dead of winter, you know, during the holidays, you chilled and laid back and enjoying family and friends with a special person. Or, you know, you can flip it and play it at a family reunion or a cookout, you know, or ride down the road, headed to a beach with your small children listening in the vehicle, you know. Either way, the
See,
music
that's the thing.
Yes.
That's the mission. That's the mission for you know, not have to, you could put it in and not have to sit next to it to monitor the volume, you know, because your grandmama or your mom walked in the room. You know, it's all about just being able to have everybody sit down and listen to it and enjoy it at the same time. And, you know, not offend anybody. There's no crassness, no disrespectful language. It's just, you know, good old-fashioned music, you know, the way they listened and made it. In the yesteryear. So I'm just trying to carry it on, but bringing it into the now. You know what I mean? So that's my mission, and hopefully I've been accomplishing my mission since my first album. So, you know, I'm just having fun.
And that right there, bro, is the reason why I've always considered you a top-notch R&B soul artist. Right there, the statement that you made is the fact that anybody can listen to the music. No one will get offended. Every age will love it. And that right there is what makes you the kind of artist that you are, man. I really, really love the fact that you're like that, man. That's why I consider you one of the best soul artists out there in the business right now.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment, and I will take it. I'm going to take that in. I'm going to hold it.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Well, I got two inboxes because one of the ladies is shy. She said her husband would kill her, but she just inboxed me. But she said, poetic, loving the show, and Noel Gordine is fine.
Oh.
And all kinds.
Wow. Thank you so much for the incredible, you know, compliment. Yeah, I will take that as well. And put that. Yes.
Oh, no doubt. I get that all the time too, Noel. I try not to listen to it a lot. You know, I get that a lot too, you know, especially back in the day when I was posing for Playgirl. I ain't gonna go there though. I ain't gonna go there with you. I get that a lot. I get that a lot now, you know.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Yeah, I feel kind of uncomfortable that your boss would say that he used to. But nonetheless, the other young lady who wants to remain anonymous said, okay, to have looks is one thing. She says she loves the river, but she said this was grown and sexy and make you want to do things, especially with no L, L-O-L. Oh. I was like, wow, who does that?
Wow. Now, see, that's smile juice right there. That makes me smile from
there it is.
Like a child.
Yes, it is.
Makes me smile like a child. I like that. I appreciate that, darling.
Mm-hmm.
That's very sweet of you.
Yeah, so, you know, you're getting a lot of feedback. And, you know, even when you perform here live, not only the women were like, ooh, you know, he can sing, you know, he has talent, you know, good on the eyes, actually has vocal ability and so forth. But the brothers was like, yeah, man, that guy can go, you know, that brother can sing or whatever. So you have win of one over the audience of many, and that's always a great thing. But speaking of radio, I want to say this. I had the opportunity to tune in to one of your most recent, should I say, ventures?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about that particular venture in which I'm speaking of, which, by the way, was phenomenal. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, a member of my management team, Shawana Lawson, she knows somebody in radio, and, you know, just thought, because I had filled in for a station in Atlanta for a little bit for a friend that was, you know, taking a little trip. So I had one show that I did out there, and She said that it sounded like I was a natural and that I could do it and, you know, having the charisma and all of that kind of stuff. I didn't know about that, but, you know, it feels good. I'll take that and put it in the compliment and smile box as well. But, you know, it's something different for me. And, you know, it's always good to challenge myself and just to be versed in a lot of different areas of the entertainment industry and business. So it feels good to be able to do it. And, you know, the first show was a little rough, and but I'm getting better. I'm getting better at it now. But it's fun to be able to share music that I grew up on and, you know, and be able to do interviews and all of that kind of stuff, because I'm usually on one side of the table when I'm doing, you know, when it comes to interviews. But to interview other artists and colleagues is something different for me. But it was fun, you know, when I did my first one, and that's going to be, you know, going up soon. But it's something different, and it's fun, and it's a heck of a lot of work. If people out there listening, it's a big misconception, but D. Slate and Ms. Wettick here are doing a lot of work there. It takes a lot to do this. So, you know, much respect to y'all for doing it for so long and doing it well. So, you know, hats off to y'all. Clap, clap, clap.
Thank you. Thank you. We accept that. And like you say, put it in the smile and compliment box. I think I'm going to have to copyright that after you, Noel. Like,
that
like
right
that.
Now, I just took a full glass of smile juice, so I appreciate that.
Okay. I just want to say one thing. Hey, haters, we got a compliment from a celebrity. Hey, haters, thank you. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say you
That's
were
right.
so natural, and I love the fact that you had great camaraderie with your listening audience. Your voice is very, very smooth, you know. You know, and then the other factor is that how you saluted, like, your Anthony Hamiltons, and as you played the music, the undertones in the bed. Those who are in radio know what I'm talking about, the musical bed, the music goes undertone of an interview and so forth. The transitions right. were very, very smooth. The selection of music was timeless and epic. And I just thoroughly enjoyed the show. I sat on my patio and listened to it, and I almost felt like I was on a staycation and I truly listened to your show, because the music was great. You did everything from, you know, Rufus to, you know, Gladys Knight to what's in current, you know, and your own music. And I was like, oh, I forgot Noel sung that, or oh, I forgot he featured. So it wasn't all about oneself. You know, you spread the love, and then you gave a little bit of background.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, so I really, really hope and give you the best of luck and hoping that that show stays around, because I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much. That really means a lot. And, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get better and trying to get to where y'all are at, because you're so comfortable when you guys are speaking on the mic, and I'm just trying to get there. I'm trying to better myself, and like I said, it's a challenge to try to do something new. So, you know, I'm really excited about it, and I appreciate your support and your praise. Thanks so much.
Oh, absolutely. So how can we know when you're coming on the air, or are we able to listen to archives of your shows or futuristic shows? Tell us a little bit more and give us some information or links and websites.
Well, we're working on, you know, getting the archives and being able to post up the shows.
Okay.
It's definitely on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. So I am putting up links, so people in a lot of things are going through the TuneIn app as well. And, you know, technology is a beautiful thing, so people can tune in from wherever they're at to any station, which is just lovely. So, I'll be posting on my Facebook page, you know, / Noel Gourdin, NoelGourdin, on Twitter and Instagram as well. So that's at Noel Gourdin, NoelGourdin. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, I continue to get better, and it just grows and grows.
Wow. Well, you know, this is interesting. Noel, the singer, Noel, the songwriter, Noel, the producer. For anyone who's listening that's in the industry, two people that I want to target. Number one, your promoters and your investors. Hear me clear. I'm going to get the microphone very close to my mouth so you can gauge what exactly is being said. And the words, you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Get Noel to your city. You will not be disappointed. Once again, I repeat, get Noel Gourdin to your city because you will not be disappointed. The concert, when he came here to Virginia, was phenomenal. I had never heard anyone to sing a cover like he did and whistle. Sitting at the dock of the bay, I was like, who done that? I was like, yo, this guy is phenomenal. So that's for my investors and promoters. Let's get together. Let's join hands. Let's do a soul fest. At a nice hotel, convention center. I wouldn't care if it was a concert in the park. Let's get it going. Let's do some things, because this music genre has to stay alive. We want the D-Hour Show Radio Network concert. So holler at us. Yeah, D-Slate, Noel Gourdin, the Poetic. Let's do this. The other group of people in which I'm targeting is that Noel Gourdin has a presence, and he has great commentary. So Centric, Aspire, Bounce Television, excuse me, Clear's Throat puts mic closer to mouth. You may want to consider in having a panel discussion show, not an unsung, not a ratchet, you know, reality show or anything like that, but good, wholesome entertainment and educated show that we can have special guests and so on and so forth. Let Noel Gourdin host it. I'm just saying. Bounce, Aspire, Centric, I'm just saying. Okay, drop the mic.
That was a beautiful pitch, too, by the way, my friend.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. So I'm just keeping it real because, once in all seriousness, we really need to keep this genre alive. And the best way to do it is not talk about it, not tweet about it, not social network about it, but actually have your hands dirty and get in there to the trenches and ensure that this will remain for generations to come. Hey, D-Slate, what's your closing remarks with the fabulous, the very talented, gifted, my brother, Noel Gourdin? What you have for?
Well, first of all, I want to tell the audience and everybody that's listening, let's not talk about supporting Noel. Let's be about it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. And I just want to say again, if all those that are listening right now, even some of the indie artists and up-and-coming artists that are listening right now, you know, if you truly – you know, want to embody what soul music is all about, R&B music is all about. If you really want to be that and represent that, then definitely listen to Noel's music. Chat it up with him on Facebook and Twitter. You know, definitely support. And just like we spoke on earlier, you have to support each other. We have to support artists like Noel, Eric Woberson, Dwelle, and artists like that. We have to support them wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. That's the only way we're going to get them to be on radio, online radio, internet radio, mainstream radio, Pandora, iHeartRadio. That's the only reason why the only way we're going to get these artists on there consistently. So we have to definitely support them and keep supporting them and keep pushing not just, you know, their music, but also pushing other entities and say, hey, can you guys play this song on your radio show? Can you guys play this song on your radio show? You know, we consistently keep supporting them, then we'll be able to hear them on mainstream radio all the time. We'll be able to hear them on music awards all the time, and we'll be able to see these artists get the recognition that they deserve. Absolutely. And to Noel, my brother, I want to say appreciate you all the time, bro. You're a family member of this network. I'm going to always keep supporting you and everything that you're doing. And I just want to say keep doing what you're doing, bro. Keep making that soul music. We're going to keep on playing it. And, again, it's an honor, as always, man, to have you on the show with us. And I do appreciate everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, D, man. I really appreciate all the praise and, you know, just giving me an opportunity to be on with y'all once again, man. I feel like family, and I really appreciate it. And, Miss Poetic, man, y'all really are fam, and we are all in this together. And I think we're missing out if people don't wake up and start to support. You know, we really are. We're getting the short end of the stick here. So let's keep this genre that I love so much alive. And I appreciate y'all so very much, man. Thank you.
Hey, Noel, I wanted to say something real quick before you get out of our studios. This T-shirt, bro, is off the chain. Living testimony. I heard that you rocked out at the concert this weekend.
Yes.
Fans were going like ballistic. That Living Single T-shirt is very, very nice. So, you know, you're plugging and you're still helping other people to promote their brand. So
absolutely.
Before you get out of our studios, we need to know where we can find and support your brand.
Okay. Well, you can check me out on my website, Noel Gourdin, NoelGourdin.com. Check out my website, and you'll find out where I'm going to be in a city near you. Check out my latest album, City Heart, Southern Soul. You know, it's available online. Y'all can pick it up and get at me on my social media pages because it is me that works my social media pages, and I take a lot of pride, and, you know, it makes me feel good to be able to get at my supporters / fans. So Facebook.com/ Noel Gourdin, and Instagram and Twitter, it's at Noel Gourdin, NoelGourdin, and I appreciate it.
Okay, and your tour dates, you have one particular city that you have coming up soon, or if they request to have you come to their city, those social media sites that you provided, that's the best method for our investors to promote
it? Yes, in my website. We'll be posting updates, you know, and I'm always open to being booked, so people just reach out. And you'll get a reply. Let's try to do some business together. And it's all about forging lasting relationships and, you know, just going into the future with each other and doing each other a solid. So let's do some business.
Well, I just wanted to say for the record, you know, you and maybe on two other fingers, you know, the Clips, Gene, shout out to him, Gene Thornton, one of the realest people from the Clips, you know, Malice, Pharrell Williams, Noel Gourdin, Jennifer Lewis, Monique, and there's a couple of other ones, you know, Kelly Price, a couple of other people that are, you know, notable celebrities who are just true to oneself. And you all really have treated me better than some of the regular people just walking around that you interact with every single day. So, you know, we don't take for granted your celebrity status, but at the same time, Felipe Rose of the Village People, shout out to him as well. You know, constantly, hey, Poetic, you know, just want to drop a few lines, make sure you're okay. Noel Gourdin, hey, this not my people that's shouting out you and D. Slate. You know, just want to make sure everything okay. And that means a lot because you all are celebrities and you have a lot going on in your life between your personal lives and your professional life and touring. And just to reach out in everyday human kindness, that says a lot. So, you know, we definitely appreciate all that you're doing, Noel, and we wish nothing but success for your future endeavors. And we love your radio show. We love your spontaneity. And today's interview was just simply amazing.
Well, thank you so much. I had a really good time. It was more of, you know, just an interview, not even an interview, but more of a conversation, as we always do. So it was always, great to get on and talk and rap and chew the fat, in a sense, with y'all. So I appreciate you for having me on, and I fully intend to just keep and continue making music that is Noel Gourdin.
Absolutely. And shout out to your management as well, the level of professionalism. We appreciate them as well. Your management is tight. So thank you so much to them and your label as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a wonderful segment. We're going to release our celebrity for the evening because he's been on with us kicking it, and I'm sure he got some concerts and things to prepare for. But get out here and support this brother, get his music, support this album, and let's make some things happen. Noel, we thank you so, so much, and we just hope that you have a blessed evening.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
Thank
you. Be blessed,
bro.
No doubt.
All right now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just very gifted and talented, awesome, you know, Noel Gordine, we had a tremendous time in our studios with him. He gave us some knowledge. D. Slate, I'm feeling a certain kind of way right now because it was just so prolific. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I mean, he's phenomenal. I mean, like I said before, he embodies everything that speaks on a true soul artist, you know, and that's why I love about his personality, and he reflects that upon his music. So I think he's fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we're still celebrating the life of Michael Joseph Jackson. On Wednesday, it will be 5 years since we lost an iconic entertainer. At this time, let's go ahead and get into the Michael Jackson countdown. I think we can do that. What you think, D. Slate?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm feeling a little bit about this throwback music, working day and night, want to be starting something, or working day and night and watching me. Because, you know, people know that Rockwell actually did that song, but Michael Jackson was featured in that song. So this is what I think we're going to do, because we are counting down to the top of the hour as into where we would have to bid adieu. But I'm telling you, this was one of the best, and I'm not going to say interviews, but conversations that we've had on the Hour Show Radio Network, the I've Got Something to Say. I think we're going to go with Working Day and Night, and then Watching Me, featuring Michael Jackson. I'm feeling a little bit of The River by Noel Gordine, and I think we're going to close out the segment once we come back with The Man in the Mirror. Hey, boss, how does that sound?
Hey, we got some Working Day and Night, some Somebody's Watching Me in the River. Oh, it sounds so right to me.
That's why we are real radio. You know, we're often the best form of flattery is imitation. So, you know, to all of our independent, you know, brothers and sisters, consortiums and so forth, yeah, we understand. But there's only one number one spot. So that's what we're going to continue to do. As Noel say, we're going to keep doing it for the people. No matter what, you can't hold us back, you can't hold us down, because this is a passion, and we are radio. It is I, Miss Fabulous, on your radio, D. Slate in the building, a.k.a. Boss Man, and our celebrity guest, our family member, Mr. Noel Gordine, kicked it with us for quite some time. And, you know, I would love to have him a third and a fourth and a fifth time, because that brother, he just gives us knowledge about what we need to do as a people to support the music movement. So don't go nowhere. We want you to keep a lock right here. Going to bring a little bit of Michael Jackson and The River, come back for closing remarks, and then we're going to end the night off with The Man in the Mirror. It is the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Don't go nowhere. Thank you.
up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we had. I saw my Sarah on fair Mississippi dirt, frozen Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at. And oh, I held my breath when they dipped my hands, and I came up shiny and laid down. Found out about love, yeah, in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather to. And by the river, now we're black folks together at the Sunday, yeah, services too. How the river runs through the ocean, the I've been running like I see you. I got along, I'm moving on. I bandaged the scars up well. I think of her, then I say, now wait for a car. I walk the beach with the sand in my feet. Place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too, cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window sill. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags, I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I held my breath when they dipped my head in that came up shiny and new.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala when I lit my friends for
oh, baby.
Down by the river, where black folks gather at the Sunday services too.
Brought me a one-way fare. I'm leaving everything behind me, but in my heart I always care.
And I'll still be right there.
Thank you, baby, cause nothing can replace that part of my life. And
I held my breath
when they dipped my hips and I came up shiny.
I came out a new man.
Found out about love and the back of my
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rap. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We're back. Back live. It is now 47 minutes after the hour, 47 after the hour, and we're just coming off of one of our musical breaks for the evening. We kicked it off with a little bit of Working Day and Night by the infamous, the iconic Michael Jackson. Also, Watching Me by Rockwell featuring Michael Jackson in the background vocals. I bet you didn't even know that. And then, you know, lastly, we just ended it off with a very number one favorite, fan favorite from our national guest that was on tonight, The River by Mr. Noel Gordine, one of my and Dee Slate's favorite. You can't go wrong with The River, I'm telling you. It's been a wonderful, wonderful evening. If you're just chilling and you're listening to the show, you still have 12 minutes until the top of the hour. And if you're in the Virginia Beach area, it's a mere 69 degrees. It is beautiful outside. I think we're going to have another wonderful, smooth, and kind of cool, warmish day. But Wednesday, it's going to be up in the 90s. So it's going to escalate. Take care. Drink plenty of fluids and make certain that you hydrate yourself. Yes, absolutely. This has been a great, great show. We were remembering the day in life of Michael Jackson, the 50-year anniversary is soon to come on Wednesday, the 25th day of June, 2009, is when we lost a true iconic entertainer. However, his music lives on through our hearts and our souls, and it's a movement, which Noel Gordine, myself, and Dee Slate, we discussed earlier. Folks, we got to get out here and support the cause and make certain that our genre, our legacy does not die in the physical or in the spiritual realm. It was a very healthy discussion, and we need to have more discussions as such about music. Dee Slate, your closing remarks about this evening, celebration of Black Music Month, Noel Gordine, he really put it to fruition as into what we need to do. What are your closing remarks?
Well, I mean, again, I think that, we just have to definitely keep supporting artists like that, like Noel, and Eric Roberson and Duelle and Music Soul Child and, you know, India RE. We are courting artists like that, you know, and allowing them to be able to be played and admired consistently like some of the artists you hear today. And like I said, we're not knocking, you know, any of that music. I mean, again, like Noel spoke upon earlier, you know, when you listen to award shows and different things like that, people get upset because somebody won or upset because certain people are in a certain category. Well, you know what? I mean, guess what? Those people are where they are because you guys put them there. You put them
exactly.
there. You told, you know, you allowed the radio stations to believe that that's the kind of music that you wanted to hear. You know, so again, I mean, you know, you got to let your voice be heard. You know, so if you want to hear these artists that we spoke upon, you know, the real soul artists, then you gotta call, you know, or contact your radio stations wherever they may be and request to play this music. You know, so you know, just keep supporting them like that and going into the events and different things like that, and we'll continue to. And we'll be able to bring soul music back to the forefront like it used to be. You know, shout out to my man Noel Gordine. Shout out to all the soul artists out there who represent Black Music Month. And, you know, rest in peace to one of my favorites of all time, Michael Jackson. And also for those that are in Virginia, if you want to check out Noel and see what it's all about, August 29th, he's performing at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. So definitely with Avery Shine. So definitely make sure you guys check them out.
Oh wow, yeah, that's a couple of hours away, but it's closer than not. So Avery Sunshine is truly one of my also favorite artists. She is just phenomenal. She was here not too long ago with Kim. K-E-M, as well as I want to say one of the Isley Brothers. They did a concert at the Chrysler Hall, and it was phenomenal from my understanding. So, you know, very good commentary, D-State, about, you know, an overview of what we have done here tonight on the I've Got Something to Say show. Again, you know, there are quadrillions of radio shows such as, you know, us. And once again, we're not an internet show. We are a full-scale studio, ladies and gentlemen, that happens to be home in Arizona, if you will. However, we are powered through Blog Talk Radio, who is phenomenal, allowing us the platform that we need, TuneIn application, iTunes, and some soon to come some other subsidiaries and formats. So that's why we're able, you know, our boss, D. Slate, who I'm speaking third person now, is able to connect with these celebrities, these A-list and, you know, celebrities such as Noel Gordine, who truly believe in us. So, you know, we're often asked the question, how is it that you all get celebrities on your internet show? I was like, because we're not an internet show. You know, so believe in what you do and, you know, everything else will work itself out. You're going to be natural. If you want to do radio because you have a love and a heart and compassion for music, do it for that reason. If you're a singer, be it the national or an indie level, do it with consistency, do it with resilience, do it from your heart and from your soul, like Noel says. Don't do it for anyone else. Don't do it for divine. Do it for yourself. Do it for divine, you know, divine intervention in your path and your journey on your time and your mission, because only you can be responsible for your things that you have done in life and accomplished, you know, to say the
Absolutely.
Least. So, I think that's about the best, you know, words of wisdom, because I'm not in competition with no one. D. Slate's not in competition. When he started this radio network a mere 4 years ago, I never thought he would probably dream in a million years that we would have such inquiries from like Nikki Giovanni, Noel Gordine, MC Light, Chrisette Michelle, and the list just goes on. Jennifer Lewis and Felipe Rose and Malcolm X's daughter, Ilyasa Shabazz. I mean, the list is just endless. I mean, we have pages of celebrities that support us and continuously support us. And guess what? In retrospect, we're going to support them. So, you know, we have come to the end of the road, in the words of Voice to Men, for our show to be ending for tonight. But, you know, beyond the month of June, We want you all to continuously support black music, soul music, and it doesn't mean black music in the sense of black people making music. We're saying soul music and music that makes a difference and that impact. You either affect or infect someone. So we want to be on the positive and affect. Some things coming up in Norfolk, Virginia, the 5th Annual National Poetry Awards coming August 29th through the 31st. The D Hour Show Radio Network is a collaborative partner. Also, you know, get your information, your tickets, reserve your room. Shout out to the NPA founder, Troy Lewis, myself, National Regional Director, www.thenationalpoetryawards.com. Check out my Facebook page and my other social media sites for more information. Also, this particular week, we have the Children in the Arts put on by SEVA, Southeastern Virginia Arts Association, which I am the SEVA Woman of the Year. We're going to be doing something for the babies, for the children in the arts, five disciplines. So that's going to be Saturday, June the 28th in Chesapeake. And then on Friday, one day prior, on the 27th, Hampton Roads Urban League will be doing a series of events for a National AIDS and HIV Testing Day, Know Your Status, and I will be one of the performers for that event, D-Slate. So I'm representing the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We're out and about, we're mobile, and
big
we're
time.
Making a presence, and we're making a difference. So
absolutely.
I'm ecstatic about these events that are coming out, and definitely support and get some of these big names and national celebrities and singers to your area and to your town for soul festivals and so forth. Well, the time is now 4 minutes before the top of the hour. Dee Slate and I, we've had a tremendous time with you all tonight. You could have been doing anything, but you chose to be here. Shout out Team USA, you know, Portugal and Germany. You know, y'all gave us a little run, but we play Germany coming up. Team USA, you know, I'm proud to be an American, to say the least. So we thank all of our other listeners internationally and stateside for your undaunting support continuously. To all of my Facebook friends that tuned in on tonight and family, we just thank you, you know, from the bottom of our hearts. This is for you, Noel, yeah, our hearts, because we're from Boston and we drive cars and we have hearts. These ladies from Chicago. So what are you all saying to Shy?
We said that's right, Joe. No doubt, Joe.
That's
keep
right,
doing
Joe.
It, Joe.
We say it's,
right,
it's wicked. It's wicked, Biffa. And turn your blinkers. Turn on your blinkers. You know, in Virginia, everything is, you know what I'm saying? And that's my stick, girl. That's a Virginia thing, right? That's my stick, girl. That's hilarious. But any colloquialism, we do all have this in common. We all can say goodnight, and we understand the meaning of that. So we're going to bid adieu. And rest in peace to Michael Joseph Jackson. We love you so, so very much. We miss you, but you live on through your music. Have a good evening, everyone. Be safe. And until next time, it's the I've Called Something to Say radio show. Good night. Good night, Dee. Thank you, Noel Gordine.
Good night. Have a blessed night.
Good night. Good night, John Boy.
To make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got